Some people in Egypt are trying to counter the shock and horror caused by grotesque ISIS propaganda videos that show people being beheaded, a man burned alive, and other violence. Egyptians and others in the region are responding with parodies. And NPR's Leila Fadel reports they're trying to fight the fear.
This melody is kind of the ISIS anthem for all its videos. The soundtrack, if you will, of its brutality. It strikes horror in the Middle East, especially in Egypt, after the beheading of some 20 Egyptians by ISIS in Libya last month. But now, people in the Middle East are trying to make it into a punchline, as a way to fight back. Videos mocking the ISIS propaganda are popping up all over the internet. In some of the parodies, the melody morphs into a dance song, and people pretending to be ISIS militants holding fake swords to kneeling captors' necks burst into dance. The dark, and in some people's opinions, distasteful humor, is aimed at defying ISIS. Instead of fear, people are trying to laugh. The most famous example of this came a couple weeks ago from Newlyweds, about 2 hours north of Cairo. Ahmed Shahata is a young doctor who wanted to surprise his wife on their wedding day. We meet him in their newly furnished apartment. He says his wife, Shemat Daif, was having nightmares after watching ISIS videos. So Shahata hatched a plan with his wife's brother and caught it on camera. The groom's buddies, led by the bride's brother, burst into the wedding masked and carrying plastic knives. ISIS's anthem blasts from the speakers, and the masked men put a cage on the dance floor and lock the couple inside. As soon as they're behind bars, the music switches to popular dance music, and the couple start shaking their hips. Shahada says he wanted to take away the power the videos had over his wife. And he did. She doesn't have nightmares anymore. She sits nearby and laughs. I knew there was going to be a wedding surprise, she says, but I didn't know it would be ISIS. The video has gone viral. She says the point wasn't to make light of the tragic deaths at the hands of ISIS, but to tell ISIS that people aren't afraid. They're going to make videos and dance and play music and ridicule the militants. But for some, it doesn't mean much. Hannah Aziz Kamel is an Egyptian Christian who was nearly taken by ISIS in Libya. His friends and relatives were beheaded in a video that is now the subject of parody. Reached by phone, he says, the parodies aren't offensive, but they're not effective either. It's like throwing little pebbles at a monster, he says. Once you've provoked the monster, then what? Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.